Would you ever say that a person was a queer? Would you ever use a word like that? Mm-hmm. Has that word changed meaning since you first remember hearing it? When people use the word queer now, does it mean the same thing as it always has meant?
I imagine so.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And, you know, sometimes when a wound won't heal back right, it's got to be cut out or burned out. It gets a sort of skinless growth over it. You call that?
Yeah. It's a scratches.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever hear that called some kind of flesh, though?
The flesh you're taking out may be what they call proud flesh.
Uh-huh. What is proud flesh exactly?
Well, it's a flesh that is chained and going into, it's sort of generally white.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just chained into that proud flesh and it'll just keep on growing. Mm-hmm. And in time, I imagine it would kill a person.
Say if you had a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings, that you could...
Iodine.
What about a real bitter medicine people used to take?
A bitter medicine?
Mm-hmm. Real bitter.
Quinine.
And
now, I'll tell you right now, I know people that daddy, they're my age and a little older, that is deaf as a post. Can't talk to them all about... them reading your lips. If you're well acquainted with you, well, they can read your lips.
Mm-hmm.
And quinine done it. Daddy just didn't believe it was anything but quinine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, quinine's all right if you keep your bowels wide open and let it go on through, but it ain't no good at all if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that used to be a treatment for colds and such like. If you take quinine, why, you want to keep your bowels open, free.
Say if a person was shot and he didn't get any better, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man...
It's not right.
If he didn't live, you say he...
Dead.
Yesterday he...
Well, yesterday apparently better.
Well, if he didn't live, you'd say that he...
Died,
yes. Any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
No. Passed away.
Uh-huh. What about a way of saying it that's not very nice at all?
Well, there's so many different ways you can say it ain't nice and not pleasant and so...
What are some of the ways?
Well, it's a good for nothing fella gone.
Mm-hmm.
And such things as that.
Mm-hmm. You say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died. Nobody knows what he...
What he had.
Or what
kind of disease he had or what...
What he died.
With.
Uh-huh. And where they bury people is the...
The graveyard.
Okay. Is the graveyard and cemetery the same thing?
Same thing.
What about what they put the body in?
That's a grave.
Or the box sort of...
Box. Put it in a coffin and then in a box.
Uh-huh. And you say when he died, everybody went to his...
Funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're...
Mourners.
Huh?
Mourners.
Uh-huh. They're in... What?
Well...
They're dressed...
In sympathy, whether I imagine the...
Uh-huh.
The one that's left.
Mm-hmm. Say on an average sort of day, if someone asked you how you're feeling, you'd say?
Fine.
Okay.
Well, you are or not.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got?
Arthritis.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
Well, just arthritis.
Uh-huh.
I suffer with it now.
Mm.
Oh, goodness. Across my hip and under my shoulder blades, I get some kind of where I can't go.
Mm. What about a disease that children used to die of? They'd choke up, they'd get a really bad...
Diphtheria.
Okay. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
jaundice.
Okay. And when you have a pain down here, have to have an operation. You say you've got...
Well, now that's on your right side, but on this side it would be appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
Look here. Here on the right side it's appendicitis.
Mm-hmm. And if someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you'd say he had to...
Vomit.
Any other ways of saying vomit?
Well, heave.
Mm-hmm. How does that sound? Does that sound bad or...?
Well, either one of them don't sound bad, but then... In other words, some people they just can't stand anything.
Uh-huh.
And some can stand anything. Now, you take myself. Over the time I went to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
about a year ago, I don't know, 40, 50 years since I got sick enough on my stomach to vomit.
Mm-hmm.
One morning I laying in the bed and all of a sudden it just hit me all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped up and lit.